Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
It was obvious, really, when I came right down to it and thought the thing out. Cutts was the only logical person to have seized Haiti, so I went round to his house, and sure enough, there she was, locked in an attic. Cutts had taken her off his own bat. His idea was to force Demetrius into the open out of desperation or something. I don't know. I suppose it was gallant of him, but I only knew I loved Haiti to desperation. She'd become an obsession with me, and no one, not even Cutts, was going to lay hands on her. No one but me. I took her out of the attic without even seeing Cutts, and back we went to her flat. We couldn't find Max Rubenstein, but we had every available man on the hunt for him because we thought he could lead us to Demetrius, and we were right. Then at 9 o'clock that night, word came through that Max Rubenstein, alias Ruben Janus, the informer, had a house in Norfolk under an assumed name. We waited at the embankment for the local police to find if Rubenstein was hiding there. He wasn't. At that moment, he was in that certain house in Hampstead Heath, behind its high stone wall set back in its hidden grounds. Demetrius was there, too, and a man who looked like Rubenstein called Gassner, and Yachty Blum. They were all there, while Colonel Fentress and I waited at the end of the long corridor on the embankment.
Don't look too good, Keane. What's the matter with you?
Cutts.
What are you going to do about him?
Well, I'd have to be relieved, of course. I'm not going to come down on the chap. I just want a new fellow to work with.
Cutts was only doing what he thought was right.
I can't help that. I don't want a man who goes about kidnapping people just because he's got an insane obsession.
It couldn't be you who had the insane obsession, could it, Keane?
I've been on this job a long time, Colonel Fentress. In some ways, I'm not bad at it. And if I'm wrong about Haiti Bergner and everyone else is right, I'll resign my commission and walk out of here on the spot.
That's all very well. But we're not going to catch Demetrius by fellows resigning their commissions. Now, look here. Cutts had a microphone wired into a recorder in that house of his aunt's, didn't he?
Yes, yes. A portable unit he took from here.
Where's the recording now?
No, Barker took the spool from him. It's down in the file room now.
Why don't we have it played back?
For what possible reason?
My dear chap, be sensible. Have you any reason for not wanting me to hear it?
That's absurd.
Very well. Adams.
Yes, sir?
Bring up a portable player and the spool of wire Cutts made of Haiti Bergner. You know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
The Norfolk police are taking their time about looking into Max Rubenstein's house. What do you make it now?
9:40.
Yes. Old man, what are you actually going to do about the Bergner girl?
The day I take Demetrius, I'm going to ask her to marry me.
You remember my saying that if I thought you took a personal interest in her, I'd put someone else onto this affair in your place?
Yes, I remember.
If you don't get hold of Max Rubenstein pretty damn soon, that's just what I'm doing. I'm sorry, but you've been missing your cue somewhere.
I've missed nothing.
Now, be a good chap. Don't argue. Yes? Oh, good man, Adams. Just plug the thing in and get it going as quick as you can, will you? From the beginning. I want to hear it all if we have to sit here all night.
Very good, sir.
She thought Ridgway was dead and her nerves were breaking.
Oh, I'm glad you at least didn't let her in on that particular deception, old man.
All ready, sir.
Right you are, Adams. Switch it on.
Cutts. Cutts, really, how long is this absurd charade going on? Well, you can at least speak to me. Where am I? Where's Keane? Oh, you... Look, Cutts. I can't imagine what this is all about, and I'm sure it's nothing to do with Keane. What possible sense is there in keeping me locked up in this attic? Probably trying to prove in some fantastic way that I'm mixed up with Demetrius. Margaret Ridgway and that man Bonnie are a pair of lunatics. Oh, Cuts, say something, can't you? For heaven's sake, don't just sit there looking at me. Well, what are you waiting for? Cuts, speak to me, speak to me! Oh, what am I going to do?
Does that sound like a girl who's mixed up with Demetrius?
I scarcely expect her to give Cuts chapter and verse just because he sat and stared at him.
Oh, do I have to sit here and put up with this?
Yes, you'd be so kind, old chap. Listen.
I'm out of cigarettes. Give me one, would you? Give me a cigarette! Oh, if this doesn't come to an end soon, I'll go crazy, do you hear me? Do you want me to tear your eyes out, Tom Cuts? Because that's what I'll do now. Ah, get your hands off me. Leave me alone. All right, I'll sit down and be quiet. Just get your hands off me.
Switch that thing off. I'll switch it off.
Steady on, Keane.
Somewhere Demetrius and Rubenstein are going ahead. They're going ahead with everything he came to London to do, and we sit here and listen to a record of a girl's nerve being broken.
And we're going to listen further.
Oh, why the devil haven't we heard from Norfolk? What's become of Rubenstein? Is he in London with Demetrius, or where the devil is he? I must get hold of Rubenstein soon.
Well, Rubenstein, I think it's about time we made our move. Yachty! And get someone to help you down to the car with gas now. We're leaving in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll drive your car, Rubenstein.
I would prefer to drive myself. I know the way.
So do I, and I'll drive. Don't let's have any discussion. We'll be at the quarry a mile or so from your house in, let's say, 2.5 hours. We'll be there no more than 10 minutes. When we leave Gaston's body, we'll be in the burning car at the bottom of the quarry, and from that moment, you will be officially dead.
What about Rudolf Bultmann?
I've already explained to you, Rudolf Bultmann will be 5 minutes behind us in his own car. And since we don't want the tracks of two cars to appear at the top of the quarry, he'll wait for us on the main road. It's only 500 or 600 yards. We'll walk back when the job's finished.
And Yachty Blum stays behind here at the sanatorium?
Yes. And that reminds me, excuse me a moment, would you, Rubenstein? My last instructions to Yachty. Help yourself to another drink. I shan't be more than a minute or two.
Before you go, my friend, let me remind you once more that any attempt to double-cross me, as they say, any attempt will be fatal to you. I must be alive 12 hours from now, and a report of my death and the accident at the quarry must have been published, or a full account of your identity and where you may be found and the whereabouts of the treasure will go to Gregory Keane.
I'm not a terribly trustworthy fellow, Rubenstein. Not usually. Only when I have £500,000 at stake.
I am glad you take that view.
Excuse me, I shall only be a moment. Yachty, in?
Yeah.
When you've taken Gassner down to the car, come up and show yourself to Rubenstein. Then we'll go down. Wait till we're both in the front seat with the motor going. The lid of the trunk will be open. When I light a cigarette, get in.
Yeah.
When we get to the quarry, wait for the same signal before you show yourself. But I hope your ride is not too unpleasant. I've an idea I'll need you. Your discomfort will be well worthwhile. Yes, I think that's about everything. Poor Rubenstein. What a shock he's going to get in a couple of hours.
Well, where's Major Keane? If this is true, Ridgway, where's Major Keane? Peter Ridgway, it couldn't be true. Where's Keane?
Right here, Hedy.
Keane! Oh, Keane, is it true? Ridgway says Demetrius has been captured.
Don't move, Ridgway.
All right, Adams, switch the thing off. I've had enough. So that's when you came on the scene, up there in the attic. Rather intriguing moment, that. When Ridgway walked in, the girl started to scream.
Well, why not? Ridgway was supposed to be dead and buried.
Mild astonishment, I could have understood. But not that frenzied hysteria.
Colonel Fentress, the girl had been in that attic without a clue to what was going on for 24 hours.
I'm not saying anything about the girl, Keane. I'm only saying I'm not satisfied you're competent to carry on the hunt for Demetrius.
May I ask why?
Peter Ridgway told Hedy that Demetrius had been taken and the game was up. You should have kept the story going long enough for her to crack if she was going to. But you couldn't wait to see it. You had to come to our rescue like a knight in some sort of armor. No use, Keene. When people like us get involved personally, it's time for someone else to take charge. Now you'd better go home. As far as you're concerned, you can forget about Demetrius.
No. No, I won't have it, sir.
My dear chap, I'm giving you an order.
Order? What's to prevent me carrying on unofficially?
The fact that I'm ordering you to keep out the way.
If it costs me my career, Colonel Fentress, I'm not stepping out now. I started the hunt for Demetrius, and I'm going to finish it. I don't care if it takes me the rest of my life. And if you want my crown, you'd better say so now.
Now you're talking like a fool. Yes, what is it, Adams?
A message from Chief Constable in Norfolk, sir.
Well, let's have it.
No, why couldn't he have phoned it through?
He thought we were still listening to the recorder. Well, this is something.
Hmm? What is it, sir? Is Rubenstein at the house?
No.
Well, confound it, sir. Where is he?
Just a minute. Adams?
Yes, sir?
Get on to the Norfolk people and tell them to send some men to Max Rubenstein's house. When he arrives, they'll hold him on any pretext at all and bring him back here at once.
Right, sir.
Right.
Where's Rubenstein now?
In his car. He just passed through Hoggle End, driving fast. And Hoggle End's on the way to his place. There was another man in the car, Keene. And it could be Demetrius.
It was. And 5 minutes later, I was headed for Norfolk. But there was a third car behind me that I didn't know about. If there hadn't been, I wouldn't be here in the silent room now telling you this. Because that night, for the first time, I came face to face with Demetrius.
What happens at the lonely quarry in Norfolk? Listen to the next chapter in this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.